Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The president thinks that the Senate is supposed to be a rubber stamp for him. The reason America is strong and great and has been so for 2.5 centuries is because we have those three co-equal branches. And nobody is right all the time. And so you need those senators who have that 6-year cushion that we're talking about to be above the fray and to put the country first. And so far, we've seen very little evidence that the Republican Party is going to say, we don't care if Donald Trump has his feelings hurt. We don't want the Department of Justice run by a Fruit Loops Looney Tune dude. Like, at some point, you got to hear some Republicans actually say that there is a standard that they want this president to meet. Until that happens, you have to assume they're going to roll over for him like they rolled over on so many other things.
Well, Van Jones is making a lot of requirements for the Republican House, the Republican Senate, and the Republican president that America just said, hey, we want you guys to have a shot at this. There's a lot of expectations, of course, coming from the left. And I guess for the country, we're fortunate that they can just come from pundits on the left who don't really have the levers of power in this upcoming new form of government that we will see starting in January. Let's get with our friend Tammy Bruce, Fox News contributor. She is a best-selling author. Her book out right now, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. Tammy, you are of the most confident and encouraging leading up to the election, and we're so grateful to have you back on the show after the election to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, last time we talked, it was coming up, and I knew the country was not ambivalent. I knew they weren't confused, and so someone was going to do well, and it wasn't going to be Kamala Harris.
Yeah. We would say in here, like, there's no way that this campaign can materialize into a presidency, but there was just something in the back of America's mind going, I got to hold my breath.
But here's what we've also seen with the as the vote has continued. I've seen one report where her popular vote is now the third largest or the fourth largest, you know, in the modern era, that it is giant. And that's what concerns me. So you hear some people say, well, woke is dead and it's all dead. And, you know, no, it's not. If you've got over 70 million people voting for Kamala Harris, it is a worrisome framework about certainly the establishment machine, but about the power of media, what fear can do, which is what prompted the book, right? You get people who just stop thinking and go into fight or flight mode and don't ask questions. So the good news is that more people voted for Donald Trump and swept the swing states, swept the blue wall, and those kinds of things that count. But it does matter, you know, this number. And in the meantime, of course, as all of us have been saying, is that the campaign, you know, that was hard work. They did a great job, but we've really been working toward this point, Annie, for a decade, if not longer, when we realized with the first election of Trump was kind of our first warning from the Hill saying, we don't like what's happening. Hmm. And it wasn't taken seriously. They were exposed for being the beasts that they are, the establishment. And now here we are again, and the work is just beginning.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of with that thought, Tammy Bruce, when you're talking about the work beginning, we do see way inexplainable how many people did still support Kamala Harris across the country. But for Donald Trump to overcome the accusations, the allegations, the legal challenges, the bullets that he had to overcome to get to this point where he is now president-elect Donald Trump. What did people...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Choose to vote for that he needs to make sure he delivers on.
You know, it is just I've spent the last few weeks just kind of stunned still, even though, you know, being in it every day and knowing it's just such a confluence of events that were perfect, the perfect storm. But part of it was not just because of the assassination attempt, not just because of certain, you know, unplanned dynamics that occurred. What he did constantly was talk about the specifics of policy. And he had his first term as an example that, you know, the first term, it was kind of a wing and a prayer that this guy would do what he was said he could do. Now we knew he had that. So he had that in his back pocket. But he also brought up new ideas. And what I hear all the time from people, and I've just moved, so I'm in this new place and there's workers that come in and an exterminator and some handymen. And the thing they always ask when this comes up, and I'm in an area where it does, I'm not in New York City any longer, is when will the tax thing happen? And that's the phrase, the tax thing. The no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime. And one of the guys, one of the technicians for the exterminator, said, I worked overtime once for a big job, and it was $2,000 worth. I got in my check $900. And then, you know, so I explained, I said, look, this is about federal taxes, right? You're still dealing with state and city taxes. But when but that's what they wanted to know. They should. So taxes, no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, no taxes on the Social Security. Those are the things that the working man and woman remember. It's very specific. It can happen in a very specific way. That has to occur. Yeah. Plus, of course, he can chew gum and walk at the same time. The border, the damn freaking border has got to be stopped. It's like you've got a patient bleeding out in the emergency room. You close up that wound. And that, because it's, once again, we're in the emergency room. So you close up that wound, and then you begin to think about treatment. The deportations, Americans are even more for that now than they were when he first mentioned it. It was always a majority around the country. So actions that can be taken immediately on day one that are with his primary promises that connected him with the daily lives of the American people. The problem is, I would say we should expect a recession or even stagflation next year. We are finding new reports from Congress that there is a cooking of the books, which shouldn't surprise us when it comes to interest rates and all of that. Just like this 12,000 jobs created in the last report was shocking, and it proved that the previous job reports were a little wonky.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to have a difficult year economically, but the right team is in office, and Trump needs to act on the immediate things that will directly affect people, like the tax promises, the border, and physical things that we can see are occurring.
Yes, absolutely. Best-selling author of her book, Fear Itself, is out right now. We're speaking with Tammy Bruce, who's also a Fox News contributor. You know, you talked about being in New York and wherever you've moved to right now. I know you've been around the country. I work in St. Louis, which is a blue city in a very red state, but I live in Illinois, in southern Illinois, which is a red area of a blue state. Lord knows how Chicago attracts those Democratic policies. You're seeing across the country, though, even the bluest of blue places still managed to inch towards Donald Trump or an alternative to what they had been experiencing before. And I'm wondering if you think that delivering on no tax on tips, these types of policies, is what might make that hold and stick and maybe even see progress in the next cycle.
Well, you know, I'm hoping there's also a lot of people you see on social media who are, you know, moving into like a deep depression. They've been told it's Hitler and Mussolini and it's the end of democracy. And that is like a mental illness that has been provoked by the constant psychological badgering of people by the left and by the Democratic Party. And none of it was true. Right. And this is like Mika and Joe go to, you know, go to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Hitler Mussolini man.
That's wild.
And everyone's like shocked. Well, you know, it's because it's been a lie. It's fake. It's performance. So I'm very happy to realize that these people who are sitting back thinking everything's going to hell, when they start seeing their lives getting better, now they might resent having been wrong and been lied to, but their people, thank goodness, are going to find that they were lied to, and that's better than, you know, Trump being Hitler. I mean, it's just so, you know, for those who are been independent or were brought on because of Bobby Kennedy's endorsement, or young people because of Elon, you know, these are people, especially like Elon and Vivek, who when it comes to business, just like with Trump, they know that time is of the essence. You don't get an idea in business and think it's going to be on a 10-year timeline. You must get things done quickly. That's how Elon has accomplished everything he has. So people are going to see this. Once you unlock the freaking door to get out of the establishment that is in freaking cement and dying, once you say enough is enough, you're going to see these new, broader ideas. I've heard from a couple liberal friends who, you know, because they're Democrats, they vote for Kamala, and then they all said, you know, I'm upset that she didn't win, but I'm very excited about what the next year is going to look like. Because as people know that it's not the end of the world, and they're kind of, so they satisfied their family or their community, as everybody, because your community, and then they know, though, that they're going to, frankly, be saved by the people that actually won. And I think this is the way to do it. It's an easy way to move into the fact that life changes, and that sometimes you've got to do the right thing, and that's maybe party politics is a thing of the past.
Yeah, it's so interesting, especially the way you put it, and you've literally written the book on it in Fear Itself. But I think it's very important for us as, you know, family members and friends and coworkers with people who are distraught right now to separate the fear mongers from the fearful, and to make sure that the fearful, they're going to have to come to terms with the fact that it's not as scary as they thought it was going to be. That doesn't mean they're going to change policy on everything, but the fearful among us, we need to be ready to embrace them if they even raise an eyebrow towards what the fear mongers have been selling them for so long.
Well, and it, yes, and that's part of, look, we don't know now with the news from Comcast, which owns NBC, we don't know if they're even going to have MSNBC to watch soon, because that's going to be sold off along with CNBC. I prefer, of course, Fox Business. But, you know, as if media chooses to continue to lie, even as of late, as late as last Saturday after the election, Clyburn from South Carolina was saying to somebody on TV that Trump is still Hitler and Mussolini, and Mika and Joe couldn't explain why they would go visit Hitler. But there's got to be an admission that this has been performance, and that, and not that they'll do it, but as long as Americans who are very upset right now see the genuine nature of the choices Trump is making and how their lives improve, you might, you know, family members have to think about embracing people, but I think ultimately we shouldn't have to look to someone else for our ability to recognize the reality of a situation. But if we have, we know after COVID, we had a huge mental health crisis in this yes. country. I think that Kennedy is going to have a tremendous impact on the issue of physical and mental health in addressing issues like drugs. Right, the overprescription of drugs, the issue of psychotropics, perhaps things added into food, ending, and they've got to have a conversation about ending commercials for pharmaceutical prescriptions.
Yes,
we've got to stop being manipulated by the pharma companies to ask for a drug, and that's only started in 1997. That is not something we've ever done. And that changed. And that means people go in like the doctor is like the CVS saying, I want X drug. And that the ads, something as simple as the ads for drugs have got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, it's
and the incentivization of the doctors to prescribe said drugs.
Yes, exactly. So this is where you just get this, you know, this vicious circle of the medicating of the people of this country and the overdiagnosing of people. And then we do have some genuine, and then we have to recognize that that what certain what these elections have done with these false claims of the end of the world, and I talk a bit about it in the book, is that you are kind of, you're creating this mental health crisis specifically so that people won't ask you questions and will do as they're told. How is that not domestic violence? How is that not psychological terrorism?
Yeah.
And so we all deserve better. There's so many layers to this, but what Trump is doing is the beginning of making a difference. And remember, Annie, of course, we've only really got 2 years.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. We got the midterms. And then who knows what's going to happen in 28. But we've got to make things happen in a dramatic way that keeps the people that voted for Trump with him.
Yeah. We were saying earlier, I was born in 1984, so I'm 40 years old. I think that the first 6 months of Donald Trump's second term might be the most transformative period of government in my lifetime. I didn't live through the Jimmy Carter things or a lot of Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden comparisons. And I understand and respect mm-hmm. all of those. But people who are my age, who are in their 40s now, we've got mortgages, growing kids and all that, are seeing things and reacting to things that they haven't lived through before. And watching Donald Trump mm-hmm. make good on these promises, to me, we have a great opportunity in front of us to show what the Republican Party can really be about. And it's many of those things you just described.
Yes, and remember, the first things that Biden did with that flurry of executive orders was about reversing all of Donald Trump's border wall mm-hmm. Issues. And that was never discussed during the campaign. I mean, they always complained about the wall, but never discussed was the specifics, just like with Kamala, of policy. So nobody had any idea that that was going to be the first things he did as the major policy move that changed the country on that day into the dumpster fire we've turned into. There was no discussion about that. What people are going to find is that everything Trump said, and it was plenty, is what you're going to see. So you might be surprised by technique or by strategy, but he won a sweeping mandate being blunt about everything imaginable: tariffs, deportation, the economy, regulations, energy, Israel, right, the border in general, the taxing, every single thing you're going to see him act on, and you're not going to have some surprise secret agenda that is going to show up, because he talked about everything. And Biden, Harris, and Harris-Waltz, when people won't say what they're going to do, they know you won't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
You run for the hills. Yes. And we did. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. God bless America. Tammy, God bless you. Thank you for being with us today. Lots to discuss, of course, and always look forward to having you back again soon.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, dear.
Take care.
Talk
bye-bye. Tammy Bruce, Fox News contributor, Association of Mature American Citizens columnist, bestselling author, and her latest book, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. The thing I appreciate the most about Tammy Bruce is her approach to the topic of politics and everything that's going on in our news cycle right now. It gets before the persuasion out there of the pundits or the candidates or the electeds that are out there. And it talks about where people are. It talks about how people consume this and how they process it. And then, of course, how those emotions are manipulated against us in order to try to pull something out of you, namely a vote. Fear Itself. Go check it out by Tammy Bruce. Quick break. I think you're going to want to stick around. I'm probably going to give away some tickets here pretty soon, so don't go away. We're going to follow up on Ryan Wiggins America segment, because you guys have so much to say about bidets. Yes, stay tuned for that. Coming up next on the Annie Fry Show. Again. She told me I was never looking for a friend. Maybe you could swing by my room around 10. Baby, bring the lemon and a bottle of gin. We'll be in between the sheets till the late.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.